Today is the feast of Saint Felix of Cantalice, another lay brother who lived at pretty much the same time as Saint Pascal Bailon, who we celebrated yesterday, and he lived at the second half of the 16th century. He too was a farm laborer and entered the Franciscan order in his 20s, at the age of 28. He was too was devoted to the Blessed Sacrament and Our Lady, and he was noted for his innocence of life, his love for chastity, his love for poverty, his exact observance of the rule in all its details. And he was noted for his love for poverty as well, and he didn't accept any money, as Saint Francis said. He would go about. He was a quester, which meant that he would go about receiving the alms and the benefactions from people for the upkeeping of the friars, and he would go begging with a sack throughout the town, asking for bread and the things that the friars needed, and he would do that for 42 years. And he did it so well, and was so friendly, and had such a genuine piety that the superiors had him do that for the rest of his life. And he would go about asking for alms, and when he would receive them, he would say Deo Gratias, and so he was known as Friar Deo Gratias. And he would go back and to the friary with his alms and put them away, and then go back into the church and pray for his benefactors. And he did this faithfully all the days of his life, with fidelity, simplicity, innocence of life, and is another example of a simple life, a humble life. And we have the same gospel as we had yesterday for this humility that he practiced, and that our Lord had counseled that we live, and that we turn to him with our labors and our burdens, and that he would refresh us and help us and strengthen us. So with his example and the example of Saint Pascal Bailon, let us value simplicity, humility, and innocence of life, living faithfully, staying away from sin, and living a protected life in faithful observance to the law of God.